Acts chapter 17. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. And Paul, as he usually did, went into them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and declaring that Christ had to have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach to you is Christ. And some of them believed, and fellowship with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks, a great multitude, and of the main women, not a few. But the Jews who didn't believe, being envious, found certain lewd and crude men, and gathered a crowd, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and tried to bring them out to the people. And when they didn't find them, they brought Jason and certain brothers to the rulers of the city, shouting, "These that have turned the world upside down have come here also, whom Jason has received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, Jesus." And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken bond money from Jason and from the others, they let them go. And the brothers immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night to Berea, who arriving there went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women who were Greeks, and of men not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica knew that the word of God was preached by Paul at Berea, they came there also and stirred up the people. And then immediately the brothers sent away Paul to go toward the sea, but Silas and Timothy yet remained there. And those who conducted Paul brought him to Athens, and receiving a commandment to Silas and Timothy to quickly come to him, they departed. And while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city completely given to idolatry. Therefore he disputed in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout people, and in the market daily with those who met with him. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, "What will this babbler say?" Others said, "He seems to be a preacher of strange gods, because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection." And they took him and brought him to Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine is about which you speak? For you bring strange things to our ears. We would know, therefore, what these things mean." For all the Athenians and strangers who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Then Paul stood in the middle of Mars Hill and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and saw your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him I declare to you, God that made the world and all things in it, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, doesn't live in temples made by hands, nor is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life and breath and all things, and has made from one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, so that they should seek the Lord, if perhaps they would feel after him and find him, though he is not far from any of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we also are his offspring. Since then we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like gold or silver or stone engraved by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained, about whom he has given assurance to all men, and that he has raised him from the dead. And when they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, "We will hear you again about this matter." So Paul departed from among them, but certain men stuck with him and believed, among whom was Dionysius the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them.